In today's show, I'll be sharing the three reasons why Bitcoin's drop to 56,500 may have been the local bottom. I'll also be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as crypto analyst Tech Dev shares here, looking good, folks. Let's keep tracking. Bitcoin is remarkable. And as Willy Wu shares, even politicians are bullish on Bitcoin, referring to Hillary Clinton, saying Bitcoin threatens the US dollar as a reserve currency. By design. Also in today's show, the white paper introducing Jack Dorsey's decentralized Bitcoin exchange was published on Friday. And do note, it's not a decentralized exchange in the truest sense of the word, but a peer-to-peer token swap platform under the oversight of Square. Also in today's show, institutional buys will put the Bitcoin price above $500,000 within the next 5 years, says ARK Invest Kathy Wood. In a recent interview, she goes on to share, if institutional investors move into Bitcoin and allocate 5% of their portfolios, the value of a Bitcoin will rise to around $560,000 by 2026. Also in today's show, Bitcoin and Ethereum will explode by over 1,600%, says CEO of billion-dollar investment firm. That's right, U.S. global investors head Frank Holmes says that due to Bitcoin scarcity and growing adoption, Bitcoin can appreciate by around 1,600% from the current levels over the next decade, putting Bitcoin above seven figures. And regarding Ethereum, he says it's $100,000. It's because the supply is locked. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC. To take advantage of this special offer, all I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, the first rule of Bitcoin trading should be to expect the unexpected. That's right, because just in the past year alone, there have been five instances of 20% or higher daily gains, as well as five intraday 18% drawdowns. And truth be told, the volatility of the past 3 months has been relatively modest compared to the recent peaks. As you can see here, it shows you the Bitcoin historical 90-day annualized volatility. And whether it's multi-million dollar institutional fund managers or retail investors, traders new to Bitcoin are often mesmerized by a 19% correction after a local top. Even more shocking to many is the fact that the current $13,360 correction from the November 10th $69,000 all-time high took place in over 9 days. Now, crypto traders are notoriously known for high leverage trading, and just in the past 4 days alone, nearly $600 million worth of long Bitcoin futures contracts were liquidated. That might sound like a decent enough number, but it represents less than 2% of the total Bitcoin futures markets. Now, the first evidence that the 19% drop down to 56,000 marked the local bottom is the lack of a significant liquidation, even despite the sharp price move. Had there been excessive buyer's leverage at play, a sign of an unhealthy market, the open interest would have shown an abrupt change similar to the one seen on September 7th. Now, to determine how worried professional traders are, investors should analyze the 25% delta skew. This indicator provides a reliable view into the fear and greed sentiment by comparing similar call and put options side by side. This metric will turn positive once the neutral to bearish put options premium is higher than similar risk call options. This situation is usually considered a fear scenario. Now, the opposite trend signals bullishness or greed, and values between negative 7% and positive 7% are deemed neutral, so nothing out of the ordinary happened during the recent $56,000 support test. This indicator would have spiked above 10% had pro traders and arbitrage traders detected higher risks of the market collapse. Now, margin traders traders allow investors to borrow crypto to leverage their trading position, therefore increasing the returns. For example, one can buy cryptocurrencies by borrowing Tether, USDT, and increasing their exposure. And on the other hand, Bitcoin borrowers can only short it if they bet on the price to decrease. And unlike futures contracts, the balance between margin longs and shorts isn't always matched. As you can see here in this chart, it shows that traders have been borrowing more USDT recently as the ratio increased from 7 on November 10th to the current 13. The data leans bullish because the indicators favor stablecoin borrowing by 13 times. So this could be reflecting their positive exposure to the Bitcoin price. And all the above indicator shows resilience in the face of the recent Bitcoin price dip. And as previously mentioned, anything can happen in crypto, but derivatives data hints that 56,000 was in fact the local bottom. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Tech Dev, he wrote, "Looking good, folks. Let's keep tracking. Bitcoin is remarkable." And in this chart, it overlays the 2017 bull run to that of this year in 2021. And you can see the strike and similarities. And he also recently tweeted, "So far, this correction is following 2017's mid-November to near perfection. Only minor difference has been the break of the 50-day simple moving average. We may have not bottomed, but it is close. Historical analysis is important. Helps you spot if you're wrong and keeps emotions in check." That's right. And as on-chain analyst Willy Wu reminds us, even politicians are bullish on Bitcoin, responding to Hillary Clinton, saying Bitcoin threatens the US dollar as a reserve currency, which she shared in this new interview with Bloomberg New Economy Forum. I'll include this clip in the show notes below the video in the description so you can check it out for yourself and be sure to give it a retweet. My response, yes, all by design. This is a feature, not a bug. And before I break down next story of the day, white paper introducing Jack Dorsey's decentralized Bitcoin exchange was published on Friday. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up almost 2% for the day, trading at about $58,700. We have Ether up almost 3%, trading above $4,300. Solana up 3%, trading at $214. CRO up 9%, trading at 57 cents. ENJ has been pumping like a mofo, trading at $3.73, one of the top leaders in the past 24 hours. We got Polkadot, Binance Coin, Cardano, and the list goes on and on. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Jack Dorsey, co-founder and CEO of both Square and Twitter, released a white paper yesterday on Friday detailing plans for Square's decentralized Bitcoin exchange, better known as TBDEX. And unlike most decentralized exchanges or DEXs, TBDEX will not utilize a trustless model and therefore will not feature its own governance token. Instead, it's a message protocol designed to facilitate trust relationships without relying on a federation to control access. The TBDEX also intends to include many features that make it far less decentralized than a DEX in the truest sense of the word. For starters, the protocol requires that all participants to pass background know your customer or KYC checks to comply with relevant regulators depending upon the user's region. Also note that users can only connect their wallets to the exchange and swap coins with one another. Now furthermore, the white paper called for the deployment of blockchain analytics solutions either built into the DEX or through a third party to track transactions on the platform. Such a class of blockchain forensic solutions is potentially a controversial topic. Now such a system would likely enable authorities to cross-reference payment IDs and public wallet addresses with KYC info to unveil personal identities behind transacting parties. All I know, this isn't good. This isn't a true DEX. By the end of the day, if you got to submit your KYC, that means the government is tracking you, and it is what it is. However, supporters claim that such means of monitoring are necessary to prevent illicit activities. I wholeheartedly disagree. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Centralized features of the TBDEX also win support from crypto enthusiasts. One distinguishing aspect discussed in the white paper is that of chargebacks, which doesn't exist on most decentralized exchanges. If implemented, the ability for Square to reverse transactions on the TBDEX could potentially stop irreversible loss suffered by investors during decentralized finance rug pulls. And Square is currently encouraging feedback on the white paper on a newly created Twitter account. As you can see here, TBD. I'll include this white paper in the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, institutional buys will put Bitcoin at $560,000 in 5 years, says ARK Invest Kathy Wood, as well as Bitcoin and Ethereum will explode by over 1,600%, says CEO of billion-dollar investment firm. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.6 trillion with about $112 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 42.3%, with the Ether dominance at 19.5%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Immutable X up 33% for the day, trading at $8. Engine Coin, Go ENJ, up almost 19%, trading at $3.79. And Zcash up 16%. 16%, trading at $181. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 43 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 34, last week a 72, and last month an 84 in extreme greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. ARK Invest CEO Cathie Wood appeared on Barron's on Wednesday. And in the interview, the CEO opened up about her expectations for Bitcoin and what she believed would drive the digital asset there. The first thing was institutional buy-ins into the asset. It is no secret that institutional investors have ramped up their stakes in the digital asset market. Inflows for the year broke the record set in 2020 with 2 months still left to go in the year. Now, total assets under management for Bitcoin quickly rose and is now sitting at record highs of $56 billion, according to the latest CoinShares report. This increased momentum, says Wood, is what would drive Bitcoin towards $500,000 per BTC. Now, despite the rapid rate of investments among institutional investors, it is still estimated that still less than 5% are currently allocated to the king of all crypto. However, the trend is growing among big money, and Wood explained that if institutional investors move into Bitcoin and allocate just 5% of their portfolios, then Bitcoin would hit $560,000. The CEO expects this to happen, but puts the timeline in 5 years. This means that Wood sees the price of Bitcoin touching above $560,000 per BTC by the year 2026, given the current investment trends. Now let's discuss this evidence, which is in the data. One thing that also backs up the CEO's strong resolve in this prediction is the data recorded on the Bitcoin blockchain. Blockchain technology makes it so that every transaction carried out is public info. And she explained that this data helps to see how many is changing hands in the space. We can tell if it's happening because of the on-chain analysis, Cathie Wood said. And although bullish on institutional money coming into the digital asset, Wood also expressed surprise over the recent move by companies such as Square, Tesla, and MicroStrategy diversifying their balance sheets using Bitcoin. In fact, MicroStrategy was the first publicly traded company to do so. Shout out to Michael Saylor. However, the market expected this, given that all these companies have Bitcoin maximalists at the helm. That's right. And Bitcoin's low correlation with other cryptos may also be a convincing factor for institutional investors who are looking to invest in the space. The correlation is very low, said Wood. And since the correlation of returns by investing is low, then institutions may well be raising their returns and risking less over time. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Cathie Wood of ARK Invest that Bitcoin will rise to $560,000 within the next 5 years. Now, before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin and Ethereum will explode by over 1,600%, says CEO of billion-dollar investment firm. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990-plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 podcast downloads per day. You can find me on Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, as well as Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The CEO of an investment firm with billions of dollars in assets under management is predicting that the price of Bitcoin will hit seven figures while Ethereum will reach six. U.S. global investors head Frank Holmes says that due to Bitcoin scarcity and growing adoption, the flagship crypto can appreciate by around 1,600% from the current levels over the next decade. Quoting him here, it's Metcalfe's law. And because Bitcoin is capped at 21 million coins and Metcalfe's law says that the price can grow exponentially, and what's happened and has continued to happen by other channels and what happens with PayPal, PayPal allows investors to buy fractions and then it went up, they could peel off a piece and buy a new TV or a car. So the idea with Robinhood, you can buy a fraction. You don't have to pay $68,000 for Bitcoin. You can pay $680. And now we have ETFs, exchange traded funds, which allow the general public, even though it's a derivative of a derivative, you can still buy a fraction, and all those allow greater adoption globally. So I think that it could easily be $1 million per Bitcoin down the road, might be in the next 10 years. Let me know if you agree with his $1 million Bitcoin price prediction. I foresee a seven-figure Bitcoin price by the year 2025. Now, regarding Ethereum, the head of the investing firm, which had $4.6 billion in assets under management as of May, says that he wouldn't be surprised to see Ethereum appreciate by about 2,250% from the current levels. Quoting him here, it's a $100,000 for Ethereum. It's because the supply is locked. Anytime you can cap supply and there is a greater adoption, then these prices will grow, as Metcalfe's law suggests, will grow exponentially, and that's what we are witnessing. And to watch this entire interview between billion-dollar investor Frank Holmes and Daniela Cambone of Stansberry Research, entitled Bitcoin Price Headed to $1 Million and Ethereum $100,000, no doubt, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. I shared the three reasons why Bitcoin's drop to 56,500 may have been the local bottom. Also in today's show, we discussed white paper introducing Jack Dorsey's decentralized Bitcoin exchange was published on Friday, and it doesn't seem to be a true decentralized exchange. Also in today's show, we discussed institutional buys will put Bitcoin at $560,000 in 5 years, says ARK Invest, Kathy Wood, as well as billionaire investor Frank Holmes says Bitcoin is heading to $1 million in Ethereum, $100,000, no doubt. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Sandy Scholes wrote, "This was the best, most relatable, lay speak cryptocurrency interview I've ever seen. I feel like I understand this space and where we're headed so much better. Tom offered clear, easy to understand analogies for each and every point he made. Kudos to you both, and thank you for bringing such a dynamite guest, JV. I wish there were a dozen like buttons so I could smash them all. Thanks so much for the feedback, Sandy. I'm so glad you enjoyed the interview, fam. Cheers." And our next feature comment of the day comes from Digital Dankness, who wrote, "My dude, JV, keep bringing the no-FUD news daily. Your guest Tom is on point. The age of information is just getting started. Crypto is in the infancy stage and ready to blow up. Soon we'll wonder how we ever did without it, and your channel is the cornerstone for news, in my opinion. Glad you enjoyed the interview, fam. Thanks so much for tuning in and supporting this incredible crypto movement." Now for our third and final feature comment of the day comes from Jenny Jones, who wrote, "Thanks, JV. Enjoyed the interview. Really liked his take on the crypto industry. Goes to show you this ride is just in the beginning stages. Massive growth to come. Yes, indeed, fam. Enjoy the ride. $100,000 BTC incoming. Let's go." And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC. And let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.